We were discussing yesterday precedence, priority, and mitzvahs. So we were discussing, the Gemara gave us a choice. If you only had enough money for Shabbos candles, Hanukkah candles, or wine for Kiddush, what do they all have going for each other? Well, Shabbos candles have Shalom Bayis, domestic tranquility, peace of household. So, because back in the day before electricity, you guys are spoiled. You grew up with electricity. But back in the day, they didn't have electricity. And the Ner Chanukah has Persume Nisa publicizing the miracle. And wine for Kiddush has Tadiyah, frequency. So the Gemara concludes, Shabbos candles wins because of Shalom Bayis, peace of household. You want to keep peace in the house. As the Gemara says, there's nothing worse than stubbing your toe and then taking it out on everyone else.
Is that Gemara's example?
Yeah, well, Rashi actually quotes the Batisma, yeah. But, well, maybe not directly, it's mine, but the Gemara, I got the idea from the Gemara. Misplaced aggression, as we like to say. You know how it is. And then, so that takes precedence. Then, Ner Chanukah in second, publicizing the miracle takes precedence, even though Kiddush happens more often than Chanukah candles. Nevertheless, the principle of Persume Nisa, publicizing the miracle of Chanukah, overrides the principle of Tadir, like Stan's about to do. Tadir, you put on first your talis, and then your tefillin. Because talis you wear daily, tefillin you only wear 6 days a week. So since talis is more often, so the principle is, Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. The more frequent one takes precedence. So that's the principle. So we had a question that didn't happen this year, but when Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos happen on Chanukah on the same day, they always happen on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, but they don't always happen on Rosh Chodesh, doesn't always happen on Shabbos. So when Rosh Chodesh happens on Shabbos, we take out 3 Sifrei Torah. So of course we read Parsha Shavuah, but then we read Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah, which seems to be a question now, a principle, because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, is frequent. Chanukah is Persume Nisa. We just finished saying, if you only have enough money, you buy Chanukah candles before wine for Kiddush. So how do you reconcile? So there are 2 schools of thought. One school of thought is, it depends. Sometimes Tadir wins, and sometimes publicizing the miracle wins. It depends what question we're asking. If you're asking an either-or question, I only could do one, the question is which one, then publicizing the miracle, Persume Nisa wins. Like the Gemara had a choice, I only could do one of these mitzvahs. But if I'm doing one mitzvah, if I'm doing 3, 4, or 5, I'm doing them all, the question is what order should I do them in? That's when Tadir is a din in sequence. When you want to know what's the order, so then Tadir kicks in first, but doesn't take precedence over doing either or. That's the first school of thought. The second school says no. Persume Nisa Adif wins all the time. Publicizing the miracle is always greater. Aye, so why are we reading Chanukah third instead of second? That's because we want to, because usually being first is better, but we also know Achron, Achron, Chaviv. Sometimes being last is better. Why is being last better? Because in this case, we want to read from the Haftorah. That the halacha is on Shabbos, you read from the Haftorah from the last thing you read. So if we would have read Chanukah second, we'd have to read from the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. So by giving, so specifically because Chanukah takes precedence, because of Persume Nisa, we specifically put it third so we could read from the Haftorah. So according to this approach, Persume Nisa Adif wins all the time, and you just have to figure out, but being first doesn't mean better. Persume Nisa is always, doesn't say first, it doesn't say Persume Nisa Kodem, it says Persume Nisa Adif. Then you have to figure out the situation, is it more chashev, is it more important to be first or last? Those are the 2 schools of thought, which raises the question of what about this year or every year when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week? So we read first Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah. So it's good according to the first school of thought. It's not an either-or question. It's a which order, so no question. Read Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. But according to school number 2, door number 2, we should read Chanukah first because there is no Haftorah during the week. So the only reason we read Chanukah last is to get the Haftorah. That's on Shabbos Chanukah, but on Monday Chanukah, there is no Haftorah. So we should have switched the order. We should read Hanukkah first and then Rosh Chodesh. The answer is no. The answer is because there is no Pursumei Nisa in the Kriyas HaTorah, in the reading of the Torah on Hanukkah. The Pursumei Nisa is the Haftorah, Neiros Zechariah. So basically you have, I have to read the Torah. Rosh Chodesh I have to read the Torah, and Hanukkah I have to read the Torah. Rosh Chodesh happens more often than Hanukkah. There is no Pursumei Nisa. So whichever principle you want, it's Tadya versus nothing. So everyone agrees that Rosh Chodesh will win. That explains our Seda Kriya. And with this, we understand something else as well. The Gemara tells us in Brachas that we know, with the three Tfilas, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and we have a fourth Tfilah of Musaf on special days of the year. On Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, Yontif, we also daven Tfilas Musaf. So the question is, we usually daven Musaf after Shacharis. That's the usual approach. However, strictly speaking, you could daven Musaf all day. Let's say for every reason you daven Shacharis, you had to run to work. So then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you could still daven Musaf. So both Musaf and Mincha, you can daven until sunset. So the question is, let's say it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I didn't daven Musaf or Mincha yet. Which one takes precedence? Do I daven Musaf first or do I daven Mincha first? That's a discussion in the Gemara and Brachas, whether it's the afternoon and if it's the morning, you can't. Musaf, you can daven in the morning. Mincha, you can't. So if it's in the morning, you daven Musaf. But if it's after the Zman Mincha, which is about 12:30 today, 12:45, I guess, if you could daven Musaf and Mincha, so we paskin Mincha. We paskin, if you haven't done one yet, you daven Mincha before Musaf. Why? Because the Gemara concludes, because Mincha is Tadir. Mincha is every day. Musaf is only once in a while. If you have a choice between Musaf and Mincha, you daven Mincha first. Let me point something out. Of course, we work with the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. And if you're davening Bitzibor, for some reason the minion didn't daven Musaf or Mincha, so then you would daven Musaf first, and then you don't want to confuse the Olam and say, what's going on here? We daven Mincha before Musaf, so maybe I could daven Mincha at 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever the confusion would be. So when you're davening Bitzibor, we just go with the, we don't want to confuse the tzibur, so we go with Musaf. But strictly speaking, if you're at home and right now you're going to daven Mincha or Musaf, you first daven Mincha and then Musaf because of Tadir. Jeff?
Yes, isn't Musaf connected with the Korban Musaf?
Yes, it
is. The origin of it or something that you emphasize that? Okay, so in the temple...
I'm with you so far, go on.
If they, for some reason, they had a Korban Musaf and a Korban Mincha,
right,
which would they give first? Was a question that must arise. I mean,
which
korban goes first?
So they daven. I'd say they brought the korban musaf first.
Okay. Exactly. So doesn't it answer for us?
No, it doesn't answer for us because first of all, we agree with you. We also usually daven musaf first. But the halacha is the way it was in general is that the first korban you brought was the tabin shel shachar. And the last carbon was the tarban shel ben avayim and sandwich, and it could have been a dinner carbona. So the issue of, there could be other issues by carbonas, but we didn't want to push it off to the end, and we did it before. But no, I agree, everyone agrees that our meaning is we do daven musaf first. I guess the question, your question is, let's say it's the afternoon, you didn't bring the carbon.
Yes.
It's a good kasha, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying is, but either way, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Either way, I'm just saying the way we paskin is, the conclusion is Mincha. So that's the halacha. So now, but here's the shaila. The shaila is, let's say sunset is 5 o'clock. Let's assume you could daven Musaf and Mincha up until sunset, 5 o'clock. And let's say, how long does it take you to daven Shemone Esrei? Well, is it either 10 seconds or 10 minutes? I'll leave that to you. I'm not going to give you an amount. But all you have is enough time to daven one, whether it's 10 seconds before Shki or 10 minutes, it doesn't make a difference. The question is, you only could daven one. Which one will you daven first?
Musaf.
You go with Musaf.
Because in theory, you can make up Mincha. You can't make up Musaf.
Very good. So that's the Shaila here. So why should it? Why we already paskin the shaila mincha? Why would this question I'm raising be different? Because mincha is still tadiyah, but Jason's raising the other issue is because there's another halacha. The Gemara tells us there's a concept of tashrumin, that if you miss a prayer, you can make it up. So if I missed davening Ma'ariv last night, I could daven Chakras, I could daven Shmon Esrei twice and make up for my missed tefillah. Or if I missed Chakras today, I can make it up for Mincha. And even the Chiddush of Gemara is even though Mincha Ma'ariv are two different days, even though I missed Mincha, so we have a halacha of makeup. So Tosfos says, how come Musaf's not in there? Because Musaf is all about Karbanos. So davening Chakras Mincha Ma'ariv, it has to do with Rachamim. So it's always, so you can make it up. But by Karbanos, Avar Yomo Bato Karbanos. So there is no makeup by Musaf. So therefore, so normally we said Mincha comes first because of Tadir. But now there's another factor, is it relevant or not? There is Tashrumin by Mincha, there's no Tashrumin by Musaf. There is Tashrumin by Mincha. So the question is, let's say I only could daven one. So some say it's Tadir, Mincha wins and that's it. But others say, like Jason, no. When do I say, usually Mincha wins because it's all things being equal. I could daven Musaf after Mincha. But in the case where I'm only going to daven one, so then I daven Musaf. That ties into our issue here. We said, it's similar to our prayer. We said, the Gemara says, Persume Nisa Adef. So according to the first school of thought, that's only Adef if it's either or.
Yes.
But if you're doing both, Tadya kicks in. And the second school of thought says no, for assuming Nisa Adef regardless. So this Shita is similar, I mean, it's not the same, but here, so the question is with Tadir, we always assume Tadir is only a sequence. So if Tadir is only a sequence, that's why we daven, if you're davening both. So, but according to this opinion, when you say Tadir wins, when it's a sequence and all things being equal, but in the case here where there's no Musaf, so therefore you go ahead and you would daven Musaf first, and then you would daven Mincha afterwards. Well, you daven Ma'ariv to Shmon Esrei. So we have that similar concept where, in all things being equal, Tadir would kick in, but when it's an either or, we see other factors play a role in terms of that. And that's why, and that's as well also, there's a whole issue, Shabbos Chanukah. Do you do Havdalah first, or do you do light Shabbos, do you light Chanukah candles or do you light Havdalah? When Motzoi Shabbos Chanukah, what do I do first? So in Shul, everyone agrees the meaning is you do Chanukah candles and then you do Havdalah. At home, there's a major machlokas haposkim, a major debate. I do Havdalah and then Chanukah, which I think most do, but both sides of the coin. So what's the issue? Shouldn't everyone agree Persume Nisa wins? Shouldn't everyone agree Chanukah should come first? No, so that's the issue. The issue is Persume Nisa Adef when you only do one. But here you're going to do both. You're going to do Havdalah and you're going to do Shabbos Chanukah. So then that's the two schools of thought in the Tosfos, whether if you're going to do both, whether you do Tad or not. Tony today or not?